Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are y'all on this wonderful Sunday morning? We have lots of Christmas music coming. We have gospel music coming. And it's just going to be a great way to welcome Sunday morning. And that was Silent Night by Elvis. And that was requested by Rebecca. So what better way to start a show than with a request of a Christmas song? Love it, love it, love it. You gotta love that one. That's just, that is so classic Christmas. It just couldn't be any more Christmas. So we're doing good. We're doing good. And I'm going to go ahead and do the requests at the beginning here so that if my Wi-Fi bombs out on me, we will at least have heard some requests this time. And that would be good. And right now, though, I want to welcome Anne and Susan. We've got the UK gals here.
Good morning,
well,
Jenny. Afternoon.
Good, good. And Susan has already bopped back and forth once. So, you know, we're just going to keep her as much as we can and do the best we can with it. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. So we'll just keep on going. And right now, we're going to keep on going with another request, and this is from Shauna. It's Edwin Hawkins Singers doing Oh Happy Day.
Oh, lovely.
Jesus, oh,
I'm
seeing the way.
Oh, happy day.
Because God gave it to you. and he wants us to be happy. So we got to do our best.
True.
We just got to do our best.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things that are thrown in our way to trip over. We have a lot of marbles that somebody throws on the floor in front of us, maybe ball bearings, who knows. And sometimes it gets tricky standing up. But, you know, like yesterday was just one trip after another yesterday. But, hey, you know, today's a new day. So let's not let yesterday influence today. Let's just go for today. Today. Mm-hmm. It's the Christmas season, guys. Let's be happy. This is what it's all about this time of year. To let your heart be happy. Spread it around to everybody else. Give them a smile. Everybody. Doesn't matter who they are. Smile at them. You're going to make them feel better. And that's what it's all about. I'm going to do another request. Yes. I'm going to do another request. And Susan came back for the second time. So I'm counting.
Yes, hello.
Okay. This is another request. It's from Brandon. And it's the Crab Family.
Oh.
And it's called I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast stone or be have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather
Alrighty then. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I can't hear anything. My Wi-Fi went away. It disconnected. So I called in. If you can hear me, let me know. Anne, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jenny. Anne? Can you hear me, Jenny?
Oh, good. Yes, now I can hear you as well.
I just connected
my computer. I don't know why it let me call in, but it won't use the direct dial, which isn't really a surprise.
No, that's true. After yesterday, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, at least I could call in today. I couldn't even do that yesterday. So we do have a way to continue, and that's good. We're going to do this. I have another request that we're going to get into, and this is a Christmas song. Wonderful Christmas song. Celine Dion.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's requested by John. Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and near. Glorious morn,
All right. Now that was pretty fantastic.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that was great.
What a voice. Beautiful. Thank you, John.
Oh, yeah. She does that so awesome. You just kind of, you become mesmerized just listening to it. And
beautiful.
The story the song is telling just kind of, it doesn't flash through your mind. It just kind of meanders across your mind. And it's great.
Boy. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I love
beautiful.
It because that's a good job. That's how it should be done. It's when it just meanders across your mind. That's wonderful. All right, here's another request from Brandon.
Yeah.
It's called Your Love, O Lord, and it's by Third Day.
You there, Jenny? Susan? Hello? Hello? Susan? Jenny? Hello? Oh, not good. Jenny, where are you? Help. Oh. Well, I hope Jenny will be back shortly. I can't hear Susan. And I'm no DJ. Ah, gotcha.
Can
you're
you
back,
hear me?
Susan. I can hear
oh,
you.
Hi.
What? We haven't got Jenny, but I've got you.
Oh, well.
Oh, my word. Now Jenny's bungee jumping.
I was talking to you, but you couldn't hear me.
No, I know.
Oh,
oh dear
word.
Me.
Oh, you've got to take over the show.
I'll leave it to you. I'm no DJ.
You've got to sing.
Oh. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish,
we
you, a
wish
Merry
you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy,
and a Happy
New
Year. How about that? Was that good?
Sounded good to me. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know if Jenny's got any listeners now, but oh dear.
I'll sing a song. Hold on.
Go on,
oh, the black cat piddled in the white cat's eye. The white cat said, go blimey. The black cat said, you silly old sod, you shouldn't have sat behind me. How was that?
Child is born, the silence wins.
Jenny, Susan, are you there? Susan? Susan?
Can you hear me, Jenny?
I can hear you. Yep, I can hear you, Jenny. Wow. Switching.
Yeah, it keeps, now, are you guys hearing the music cutting in and out all the time? Is it kind of stuttering?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. That was good.
Okay, good, because I'm hearing it stuttering on this end. And it's just, Wi-Fi is going crazy here. It's just driving me insane, but that's all right. As long as you guys are hearing what you need to be hearing, I'm good with that. So
okay.
I am going to play, I don't think it's a tearjerker. It doesn't really make you sad. It kind of gives you hope, and it gives you a reminder to be aware.
Yeah.
Because God's angels are among us. And the thing is, you never know who they are. So you need to be aware. You need to do what you know is right, to do what we have been taught, and realize that you may be doing it to one of God's angels or to the Lord himself. So this is a little song that reminds us of that. It's by Reba McEntire, and it's called The Christmas Guest.
It happened one day near December's end, two neighbors called on an old friend. And they found his shop so meager and lean, made gay with a thousand bows of green. And Conrad was sitting with faces shine, when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. And he said, "Oh, friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir and strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kettle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. Now I'll wait for my Lord to appear, and listen closely so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start, and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "You know, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer, too." So with grateful heart, the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day, and wondered what made the Lord so late, and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So old Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he'd misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who'd wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and he wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. Three times my shadow crossed your floor, and three times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with bruised cold feet, and I was the woman you gave something to eat. I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked, and three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Now that makes you want to cry, but in a good way, because it puts a happiness in your heart. It lets you know that if you help each person you run across, you could be entertaining the Lord, because he puts each one in front of us. He brings to us those that need something we can give. And we need to remember that. We just need to remember that. Even if it's only a smile, there's someone in front of you that needs that smile. They just need that little bit of sunshine for their day. Just remember. Because you never know. All right, let's go with something that I absolutely love. We've got Pentatonix. And these guys, love listening to them because they don't use instruments. They use their voices. Even the drums, the percussion, is one of their voices. Mm. One of the guys does the drumming, the percussion, the beat, all of that. Another guy does the bass. It's not an actual upright bass. It's a guy's voice. So listen to this and enjoy, because it is phenomenally talented. And I love it. Little Drummer Boy by Pentatonix.
King to see, pa rubber pa pa.
Phenomenal or what?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, well, that
was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, but it's fantastic. There was a, where America's Got Talent, it was that kind of a show,
yeah.
But it was for a cappella voice groups.
Mm.
And these guys went through and won that competition.
Wow.
And quite often, they had maybe 2 or 3 hours to put a song together for the competition, and they won it.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why. All of that was voices. There were no instruments in that song. It was all voices.
Mm-hmm.
And it just totally blows me away every time I hear that. I watch it all year long. I love that video. So if you have a chance to see that, watch that video, because it just lets you know exactly what they're doing, and your jaw just drops. It's amazing.
Mm.
Totally amazing.
That.
Yes. And they've got a whole Christmas album out. 2 or 3 of them, as a matter of fact. They've been around for a couple of years now. So, plug. But
they're really good. I like them. We've got a group called the Crickets. We had a group called the Crickets. They did exactly the same. My favourite of theirs was Only You.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good.
They've done a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah.
They really did.
That. When you've got somebody who's talented enough to actually do something like this, a cappella, with no help from instrumentation to keep them on pitch, to keep them on the proper timing, And to keep them together, that takes talent.
Yes.
And these guys
True.
Say,
absolutely.
They've got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Now, that's what
okay,
you need with your nanny song, Susan, what you sang.
Yeah, I'm going to do my granddad's one next.
That's it. Get ready.
We're going to go on
oh,
something
dear.
That has a little different feel to it, but it's still a Christmas song.
Okay.
It's the Judds. And they're going to be doing Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Oh, beautiful.
So
nice.
Boy.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining far through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star, the hope of grace for the redeemed, the good and the blessed, yonder in glory. Brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful
star
of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's some old-timey type music. There you go with that. That is pure country, front to back, top to bottom, pure country.
Yep.
That's that one rolls. And I've got just a few minutes. I want to say thank you, Ann, and thank you, Susan, for bopping back and forth and trying to be here all the time.
And your song was great.
Oh, my goodness. She must have come back and forth five or six times, but she kept on trying like you did.
Yep.
And I love that.
Never give up.
I love that. Mm. That's fantastic. And you didn't bop once. Isn't that cool?
No. I'm getting good. Wow.
Well, and I want to thank everybody that's listening for hanging in there and staying with me when I had to take a silence break to be able to call in to my own show.
When you let my rope.
Wi-Fi's doing funky stuff. So.
Oh, done.
But
better luck next week.
And I hope it blessed you. I hope it puts you in the Christmas spirit, and that it sustains you through the week in the Christmas spirit. And remember, give your smile to everybody you meet, because they may just really, really need it. And that may be the one thing that picks up their day and makes a difference for them. Mm. So there you go. Just keep doing it. And I'm going to do another pentatonic song to sing us out here, and you probably won't hear all of it because it's a minute too long, but you got to love it. It's Mary, Did You Know?
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you. We'll see y'all later.
See ya.
Child.